T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. A Friday edition. Let's get it going. Let's kick it in the rear end.
You think?
The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda, the three-man booth is in action here on the show today. Max Power produces and engineers at 869.
We almost had a hot open today.
The Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Dudes, welcome back. I know you've been back a while, but I haven't seen you.
Well, you've been gone. How are things going with you? I didn't hear you on the radio. You were gone for a while.
I was a little bit lax. I was gone for a little bit off the radio, but you know what? I'm back now. I'm here. I'm entrenched. Our audience is happy.
How'd it go last Friday? Who'd you have for 5 questions?
We didn't do 5 questions.
Oh, of course, because why would you uphold a tradition that's years in the making? That's good. Thanks.
Because that's your guys' tradition.
That's two Fridays in a row.
It's a show thing.
It's a show thing.
That's two Fridays in a row that I've been gone and that people have squandered 5 questions.
What happened before?
You had Weston Schartz on, who's a repeat guest. We're trying not to do that.
I don't care. Weston's great.
You really want him to be the first 2-time 5
questions
guest?
Yeah, he's fine. Weston doesn't remember. I don't remember. Everything's good. All right, Tyreek Hill ruled today to be eligible for training camp, for everything. He's ready to go.
It's too bad Damian gave up on the show yesterday.
I have a lot of concerns about all this, but listen, it is what it is. Chiefs fans are irrational. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I got that. Got
they're
the
irrational. They are now chasing Kansas City Star reporter Brooke Pryor for what they view as her inability to report accurately. Here's what I see. Correct me if I'm wrong, either of you. I see a guy who had an incident before he ever got to Kansas City that happened in college. I see a situation where a 3-year-old boy was removed from custody of Tyreek Hill and his girlfriend. I see prosecutors say they believe something illegal happened, but they just can't figure out what it was. They don't know. So we don't know what happened to the kid, yet he was removed from the custody of Tyreek Hill and his quote-unquote girlfriend. No suspension. What's going on? What am I missing here?
Well, the problem is that the platform for the NFL and they're suspending players in this, it's irrational.
Arbitrary.
Because
it's
just kind of, well, this guy, we'll give him this, we'll give him this.
There's no uniformity.
Exactly. There's nothing to it that outlines exactly what should happen in certain situations. So it's typically a case-by-case situation that they look at, and they just determine, okay, you get 4 games, you get 8 games, you get nothing. It makes no sense. As far as I'm concerned, the NFL should stay out of it until he's been proven guilty in a court of law. Then you can do something
about
it.
But that's not how that works. It's the personal conduct policy that doesn't necessarily
have
anything to do with a legal status.
I agree with you 100%, but the problem with the personal conduct policy is that it's all over the board.
No one knows what it is.
And I don't think the NFL knows.
This is a bad deal for the NFL, I believe. But for the Chiefs, they'll fill Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
It will be like nothing ever happened.
It'll be hostile on the road. You know that.
It'll be hostile on the road. But I think for the most part, and I'm not going to sweep every Chiefs fan into this category, but I think for the most part, Chiefs fans are giddy today.
Well, they celebrated it. It's nothing to be celebrated. You maybe breathe a sigh of relief, but you're not over here celebrating because at the end of the day, a kid was harmed. The NFL did not have access to the documents from police, so those were sealed. and the only decision they could make is not to suspend. That doesn't mean not guilty. It just means a preponderance of the evidence led them to that decision. Thank you.
But what evidence?
I'll be available on
Jeff. That's nothing. Whatever you yada yada is my reaction to you.
What do you mean?
The point here is, what evidence was there?
There wasn't any. That's the point.
How did the child break his arm?
But that's we don't know.
We're in a situation now where we can't figure out how a 3-year-old child suffered a broken arm.
Not if the only other two people involved are not going to say anything or not are going to mislead authorities or are not going to get put the whole story out there.
Yeah, if you have one saying one thing and one saying the other, then who do you believe? You can't. You can't honestly just pick one because who knows what's going on. Now, I know I'm playing devil's advocate on this because I think something should have been done, absolutely, no question. But on the other side of it, there's nothing out there that says this is what happened. If there was something that said this is what happened, then something should be done. But we haven't heard what happened, have we? Does anybody know what happened or who did it? We've heard one side say, well, he says this, and he says, well, why does he say that? I don't understand why. So how can you say that he's guilty? Do we think he is and probably something happened there? Yeah, something probably did happen. But for all we know, it could have been the mother that did something and she's just blaming him.
Okay.
That could be it. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah,
I'm
willing.
The point is, we don't know.
Exactly. We have no idea.
If you were at home and your child suffered a broken arm and was removed from your custody, what would your employer's reaction to that be?
They'd probably be upset.
What do you think it would be?
They would be upset.
No, but beyond that, they'd be upset, but would they terminate you?
Possibly.
Would they have grounds to do so?
I don't know. Would they have?
I don't either. I'm not an attorney.
Would they have grounds to do so? Would I do in my own house? I don't know. What is the grounds for that? Do I think that the right thing to do, if I'm not proven guilty,
would your
and
wife
it's not
also
me?
Be terminated from her employment?
No, we don't know.
If it was a he said, she said.
Who knows? How can you do that? You'd be looking at a lawsuit. If you got rid of both, if both parties got fired from their jobs and only one did it and that came out, then it goes back on the employer again because you fired somebody when you didn't have the authority to do so and you got the facts wrong. So now you're going to be looking at a lawsuit for sure, and then you're going to have to explain that to everybody else that's coming to use wherever
you're
at.
Pretty much exactly the situation the NFL was in here.
Exactly, yeah,
and
that's it.
They didn't know, the documents were sealed, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Now, do I think something happened? Yes, I do. But you got to look at it from every possible angle if we're going to sit and talk about it. Every possible angle, there's so many different scenarios. Which one's the right one?
Well,
we'll never know.
The child's in the custody of Johnson County Department for Children and Families. So what? Didn't the young woman,
we don't
the girlfriend,
believe that
recently
Tyreek,
have twins?
Yeah, we don't
Does
believe...
Does she have custody of those twins?
I don't know. We don't believe Tyreek Hill or his girlfriend or mother of his child of this child are model parents. We can pretty much say that definitively without hesitation.
Well, I'd like to know is, does she have custody of the twins? I'd love to know that.
Yeah, I have no
idea.
I don't know that. I don't either. I know.
Why would she at this point?
So... But those the twins weren't Tyreek's, correct? Or were they?
I think so. I don't
know.
They were.
But then where are they?
That's what I'm asking. I think they're in her custody. However, I don't know. We'll get some clarification on this at 5:25 with Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star. I'm sure he's just dying to talk about this.
She's seeking to prove that they're his. I'm not sure about the custody situation.
Right. JT Durley from the Aftershocks will join us at 4:45. That tournament kicks off next Thursday at Coke Arena. The Aftershocks in a bracket that could provide them with a game against the self-mades from KU next Saturday afternoon. Our five-question subject today, Christina Blummel from Exploration Place. She is the Director of Marketing and Communications, and we will discuss with her the moon landing.
Yeah, another thing.
Because she's an expert on
that. They've got events going on at the Exploration Place.
Well, of course they do.
So
thanks for clearing that up.
Well, I don't want to just pigeonhole Christina into, oh, what do you know about Buzz Aldrin? We're not going to do that.
Well, maybe she doesn't know about Buzz.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe she thinks that there wasn't a moon landing.
She may.
We dived into this last Friday.
I heard about that, and what an embarrassment.
Wait, what?
What an absolute.
Did someone say there wasn't?
We argued about it, yeah.
Who was on the side of there wasn't a moon landing?
I was.
Really?
Yeah. A Canadian.
Say that right now.
There wasn't a moon landing.
Okay. A Canadian.
You believe that,
but
though.
At the end of the show, I did say that I think it probably was a moon landing.
Thank you. Probably
well,
was.
Well, Phillips, yeah, he's very persuasive. He did a good job. It took him 2 hours, but he got me there.
If I went into Canada and I asked Canadians, was there a moon landing in 1969, how many would agree and disagree?
99% would agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
We just got on the subject and started talking about it and all these shows saying that this shouldn't be here. So there's a possibility. There is a possibility. Do I think that the possibility is true? No.
Well, there's but a possibility.
But there is a possibility.
Of
exactly, and that's what we got talking about.
There's a anything is possible. But of course, there was a moon landing. We celebrate it tomorrow, 50 years ago.
50-year anniversary.
Well, TV wasn't very good back then, so we don't
Isn't
know for sure.
Isn't that amazing that a half century ago we landed on the moon and walked on the moon
and haven't been back?
Well, we have been back. But I'm talking.
Had a person on the moon?
Yes.
How many times?
Jeff, help me out.
Four or something? I don't know.
What are we, astronomers? Yeah. But I tell you what.
I lost interest in that conversation, if we're being
Why
honest.
Did you lose interest?
Yeah, where'd you go?
I don't know. I trailed off.
We got the phones going. Here's Jason to lead us off. Jason, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Good.
Seems to me like you have a lot of hate against Tyreek Hill.
I don't care for him.
Neither you or the media knows about his past, or
yeah, we
you
do.
You guys are judging him by off of what you hear.
It's well, his past
know.
Is well documented.
How are you judging him, Jason?
I mean, just like I just been sitting back and relaxing, just trying to hear what's.
No, I'm asking you, Jason. How are you judging him?
I mean, if he's proven innocent, he's innocent.
He wasn't.
I'm asking you how you're judging him. You told me I'm judging him based on having no knowledge. How are you judging him?
I think he's a good guy.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
I don't see how anybody can just flatly say he's a good guy.
Because he plays for the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah, you got Chiefs fans doing that, but you have to look back. This has happened before at USC.
My
correct?
Gosh.
He was found Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, sorry. Here's, he was found guilty.
Now, there are some who say that was a made-up stuff.
But then why did he
not
say
just found
he did
guilty, pleaded guilty.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there are some who say he was coerced into that. This is where we are, folks. This is America. Bill, you're next.
Hey there. How's it going, fella?
All right.
Hey, I know he wasn't proven innocent. He was assumed to be innocent because we all are until the court of law. But they do. The authorities did say that they believe something did happen. They just can't prove it. But my original reason for calling was, given the way things are now, if he was still playing now, would O.J. Simpson be able to play ball? Would he not be suspended or anything?
Just as
a devil's advocate.
O.J. Simpson was found not guilty in a court of law. Thank
correct
you, Bill.
But wouldn't his behavior be deemed detrimental to the league? I mean, if you got blood splattered all over your sidewalk,
well,
I think that
we all know O.J. did it, right, Bill?
Well, I kind of think we all know Tyreek Hill did it too. But
I don't disagree with you.
But the dude just called. It's just like, are you kidding me? That's the problem is there's people like that, and it's just insane. I just can't believe some of the thought processes of people.
It is
what it is, right?
It's bizarre.
That's why they're called
Thank
fanatics.
You. We appreciate yep it. Let's see what Russell has. Russell, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yes, Russell.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever thought about working for CNN.
Good one, Russell. They haven't approached me. Here's Earl.
People
Earl,
are
how
weird,
you
man.
This
I'm
was
good.
America
people
in 2019, folks. And you can okay. laugh and have, but this is where this is what this is nowadays. Go ahead, Earl.
Oh, okay. First, throwing Chiefs fans the way you're talking about it—that's pretty unfair.
You've heard the calls on this show.
I stated my opinion, Earl.
Okay, and I'm going to state not my opinion, but what journalism used to be and what you enjoy seeing, Bob. Not a run to the masses, not a social media outcry with all the facts there. A rather good journalist, and Jeff has the article, did a great deal of study on what, in his journalistic view, happened, that the mother was involved and was trying to extort Tyreek Hill during this
what
incident.
Journalist was that?
Jeff, I sent you the article. Do you have that? I don't have his name in front of me.
I don't have it either. Right?
I'd need to know who the journalist was.
Okay. He spent the time. He wasn't a quick take, Twitterville, and all that kind of guy. He actually got in there and dug in and found through the facts that actually in this case, in his opinion, Tyreek Hill was actually the victim of his girlfriend and their wife's extortion try after she had injured the child. Okay? So this is where the point of view, where I know it's black and white to you, Bob, and you have every right to feel that way. But your deal, how America is in this day and age, someone can say something and everybody go, yeah, that's right. Whether it's right or not, that's how everybody feels. Look, football players aren't solving a lot of problems in this world. They're entertainment. They're entertainers. So, you know, not having entertainers around, you know, makes life not as much fun, but we would still get by. But still, by the same token, we're not living in a time of the Minority Report now that the thought police are, well, I guess we are, because the thought police do show up and decide, well, the thought is he's guilty, so obviously he's guilty. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. We grew up with that adage, but guess what? Sticks and stones beat the heck out of us, leave us bloodied, but say the wrong word today and you're in trouble. So I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill as a human being, but I'm also not a fan of mob justice. So that's my take from a Chiefs fan that's not a
Chief. I don't see it as mob justice. Thank you, Earl. I don't see myself as part of mob justice. I look at what the facts are in front of me, and I make a deducement.
It's you're right. That's all I got. It's gross that Tyreek Hill remains on the Chiefs with this hanging over everybody.
It is what it is. I mean, I'm not stupid, okay? And I could and the comments about go to work for CNN are just those are stupid comments. Mike next. Mike.
What's up?
Are you there, Mike?
Yeah. What's up?
You called us, sir.
Oh yeah, why are you talking bad about Tyreek?
Mike, expand
on that,
please.
Are you a Chiefs fan? There you go, Andrew. Quickly, sir.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, Tyreek Hill is not made the best decisions in his life. All that we can hope is that he learns from these decisions, and he actually learns. And knows what he did, if he did it, was wrong, and just moves forward and becomes a better person. Actually.
But Andrew, he's done it before.
But that doesn't make him...
That's the thing. The difference in this whole thing is that everybody, and back to Earl, with the mob justice stuff, because he has done this before. So now when it comes out, everyone does assume that he did it, because it has been documented that he did it before.
That's the downfall. You know, he obviously has done this before. But people make more than one mistake at a time.
That's
you know,
it's not a mistake to beat a woman.
It's not a mistake. Right. It's a crime.
Yes, and I think what he did was completely wrong, and I think it was bad for the NFL not to put any punishment on whatever.
Thank you,
on him at all.
Put a period at the end of that.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. I did hear him on tape tell this woman, and listen, I don't hold her in real high esteem either.
Okay? No, I agree with you 100%.
I told her that he told her she should be terrified of him. I've never told my wife that. Have you? Is that a normal thing for us to tell our spouses?
No.
No. Does it create some sense of wonderment when it comes to a person's character.
Of course.
Do we have that when it comes to Tyreek Hill? We're human beings. Of course we do. Here's Eric. He's next.
Hello?
Go, Eric.
Hey, I just want to say I've been working in social services for the better part of a decade as a lifetime Chiefs fan who grew up in Kansas City. It's embarrassing. And Bob, you're exactly right, because that's what I was going to say. The fact that in that audio, when he said to his significant other, "You should be terrified of me also," that right there is it. That says, that in and of itself is an embarrassment. That is absolutely horrible. Any, you know, I know I would lose my job. I know several others who would be in a lot of trouble who, if they ever said or acted in any of that type of a way. So you guys are exactly right. This is not mob justice. That's a garbage take.
It's sad to me that Chiefs fans, and again, I'm not saying every Chiefs fan, but it's sad to me that Chiefs fans are coming to the defense of this decision today in the way that they are.
100%. 100% agree.
Thank you,
Eric. As a Chiefs fan, like I said, I grew up in Kansas City. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm going to go home and apologize to my wife right now, even.
Let's get back to the phones on what promises to be a highly contentious day, which is sad. I'm so tired of contention. But here we are.
Doing it
Tyreek
again.
Tyreek Hill back in the mix with the Chiefs. And we go to the phones, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, boys. If he wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver, would he even be on the team? Probably not, right?
And probably
then,
not.
All right. So, but I wanted to change the whole subject.
I want you to call from indoors from now on, Dan.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
the outdoor calls, and I'm saying this. Wrong. Wait a minute, Dan. I'm saying this to all of our listeners. Call from indoors. Seriously, we can't hear you. Your words get muddled, and it's a bad deal. So from now on, please call from inside. We appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it. Go ahead, Dan.
Are you excited for Monday Night Raw's reunion show? Stone Cold, The Rock, all coming back home.
We look forward to that.
Right now we're warding off.
But that's a good moment of levity.
It was, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, love you guys. Bye.
We love you.
Levity.
We love everybody. That's our problem. Chris is next. Hello, Chris.
Okay, hey guys. Yeah, we've had these discussions before with players or that do these kind of things or are alleged to have done these kind of things. If people out there think that the NFL cares more about a 3 or 4 year old that has a broken arm than they do about a star player that's making the money, they're naive. They don't. Don't tell me they do. Most of the fans don't care either. That's the bottom line.
There you go. I don't think that's unfair.
Listen, obviously.
I think they're hypocrites. They're going to say the right things, but unless there's absolute proof, even if it looks bad, they don't care. They'd rather have a star player making the money than they would win the welfare of a 3-year-old. That's just reality. Sorry.
Thanks, Chris. Somebody on Twitter, Tyler and Tatan, these people never give their full names because they're scared or whatever. Questions how I was a journalist for 30 years. Actually, it was 40 years.
This is why I'm not on it, because that's just it.
Wait, you're on it. This is Jason Duda. That's not you.
What? Yeah, it's time. Listen, Twitter sucks. Honestly, Daniel's next. Daniel,
you didn't know you had a parody account.
Welcome to the show, Daniel.
No, I have
no
idea.
Hey guys. So with this Tyreek Hill thing, it's a double-edged sword. I don't think the NFL should be involved in any way, shape, or form with criminal proceedings. I don't think it's a good look for the NFL to come out with any decision when a formal professional investigation isn't complete. And you come out and say, yeah, we're not going to hand out a suspension until, you know, unless further things, you know, are proved. No, don't come out with a suspension until charges have been made in the first place. But all that being said, Tyreek, it's something's. If he didn't hurt his kid this time, chances are he's done something else at some point. He's not a good dude, and I think the last caller is right. If he's not putting up the production he is, this is a non-starter, and he's off the team.
Thanks, Daniel. We appreciate it. Mike gets the next word here on the drive. Bob, Jeff, and Jason Duda today. We're having fun, aren't we, dudes?
We're rolling.
Here's Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, I've been a Chiefs fan since Lynn Dawson was playing quarterback. Is there any chance that Clark Nutt would just say, we don't need this headache and just cut him?
I don't believe so, Mike. I really don't.
He could, though, right?
He could. Well, yeah, he could. But they're not going to do that. The Chiefs put out a statement today that they support the NFL's decision and their investigation. And listen, he's going to play unless more news comes out. And frankly, I think we're all just sick to death of this.
Oh, I am big time. Okay, well, I was hoping he'd look back and think, you know, what would Dad do in this situation? I don't think his old man has put up with it, but. It's a different time, so it is what it is.
Listen, I don't know what time it is. I try to imagine that if I was a Chiefs fan, how I would feel. And I just
pretty
can't.
Gross.
I can't make myself think I would be all right with something like this. I'm trying to. I care about one team. Help me out. If I had a Cardinal do terrible things that
that I really remember.
In all the years that I've followed the St. Louis Cardinals, I don't remember any of them getting in this kind of trouble. And I want people to understand that 99.9% of professional athletes don't get in this kind of trouble.
No, but when they do, we hear about it because they're a professional athlete who makes a ton of money and are known all over the country. So that is why we hear about it.
Next is Robert. Robert, hello.
How are y'all today?
We're doing great.
I don't really have a side on this, but as far as the callers mentioning if he wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver, would it even be a debate? You know, I think the Chiefs actually they cut a 1,000-yard rusher last year.
Right.
In the middle of a possible Super Bowl run. So I don't think you can say that if he was a bad player, if he was a marginal player, they would automatically cut him. It's because he's a star. He's still on the team. They've
I think that's a good
that
point.
They would cut a star.
They did cut so Kareem Hunt. They had video. There wasn't much left to the imagination. With this,
exactly.
there's a lot left to the imagination. However, our common sense tells us that Tyreek Hill was involved in some way, whether it was physical, whether it was allowing this to happen, a child in his custody. It drives me crazy, Robert, frankly.
Exactly, but you can't make a decision in this case on common sense. And again, I have no one way or the other. I don't – Tyreek Hill, I'm not a Chiefs fan or anything like that. But then you go into the legal aspect. You can't cut him on common sense. You know what I mean? You can't do something legally and then come back and say, look, he was never charged. This didn't happen.
Right.
You know, they have to have legal backing. Also, have y'all gone over the Big 12 media days at all?
A little bit with Tim Fitzgerald.
We talked a little bit about it. I've read some of the stuff about it, but no, I haven't delved into it, no.
Okay, I'm just waiting on your week-long coverage of Longhorn football here coming up any time now.
Well, we'll do our Big 12 previews, no question about that.
Well, you know, spend a day on the other nine, and then you'll be good to go.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
I'm not going to spend the day on Texas football. Robert would enjoy that.
He would.
But I don't know that anybody
else
would.
Maybe if he had won the World Series of Faceoff and got that hosting game.
Have you been listening to the World Series of Faceoff, Duda?
I have been a little
bit. Pretty good stuff.
It has been. It's been pretty decent. Felt bad for Pastor Mike there. What was that, yesterday, the day before?
Yeah.
Wednesday, or maybe yesterday. I think you're right.
It was Thursday, I believe. We resume the World Series of Faceoff on Monday with second-round matches. We'll head out to Side Pockets Wednesday and Thursday and look forward to being out there. You going to stop by?
I'll probably stop by. Why wouldn't I?
Probably have a cold one.
Oh, well, I usually don't do that, but I suppose I could either. Try.
I don't either.
Could try
Last time
out.
We were out there, we hardly did anything.
Well, we couldn't hear the game. Can't go and watch a game if you can't hear it.
And the Blues lost.
And the Blues were getting pumped, so it just didn't work out well.
But then they came back, baby.
I know. They were there.
Did you watch Game 7?
That's funny. Yeah, of course I did. Well, of course I did.
Thank goodness. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome.
What else did I have to talk about today? I'm so rattled right now.
Don't be rattled.
Here's where we are.
You want to just play who sang it and get
here's
rid
where
of
we
golfing.
Are in our open picks through round two. And listen, this thing has been wild. My best players, McIlroy, Woodland, Woods, and Mickelson, none of them made the cut.
They didn't. They didn't. Did you watch any of it today?
Oh, my goodness.
I watched most of it today.
I love this tournament. I didn't used to. I like this course in particular. It's crazy.
I enjoyed it today. Watching the golf. Plus,
when they hit the ball into trouble, it's like the biggest trouble they've ever had. It's
because the course is so much different than what they're used to. I mean, they're not used to finding hay up to their kneecaps.
No,
which is nice.
That's why I like it.
Nice to see them struggle a little bit. They're human.
Duda also had four misses a cut. Jeff only three. Our combined scores right now, with the players left in contention, Duda's minus 21. Jeff, with seven players to our six.
So he gets to at least knock
minus
one out.
11.
But way behind.
And yours truly minus 16.
Oh, I'll be there at the end. You
with
watch
who?
Eric
Van
Ruyen.
Oh, jeez.
So,
come on.
Duda.
Not a chance.
I don't think I may go all four and not win one of these.
How would you feel?
What if I finish second in all four? That's horrible.
And you'd be the Phil Mickelson of the U.S. Open.
Pretty much. And you'd be buying our lunch.
Let's get to Daniel before break. JT Durley coming up on the other side of the break. Daniel.
Hey, don't you think Tyreek Hill's girlfriend has bipolar disorder? I mean, do we ever talk about that? Maybe the Chiefs know.
We don't know if Tyreek Hill's
I don't
girlfriend.
Know if it's good. Do you know that?
Absolutely. If you've ever been with a bipolar girl, you know one when you hear one.
Okay, you got to stop because that is a...
Daniel, that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Well, I mean, when do we ever talk about this? Don't you think she had some role in
we're not exonerating the woman, but we're also not accusing her of having bipolar disorder. And saying that
we don't make light of
mental
illness.
We're also not saying have you ever been with a woman, you'd know it. That's highly offensive, Daniel.
Well, at some point there has to be a conversation about that.
That's not how you start.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. But thank you. I mean, I think we've lost grasp of human decency in some ways.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm lost. I'm Canadian. I got an excuse.
I'm deflating.
I hear you. We'll be back with JT Durley from the Aftershocks. The former Wichita State forward joins us. This is The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.